My Life Today, September 5. Christ sanctified himself for me. Sanctification. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Christ declared, he sanctified himself, that we also might be sanctified. He took upon himself our nature, and became a faultless pattern for men. He made no mistake, that we also might become victors, and enter into his kingdom as overcomers. He prayed that we might be sanctified through the truth. What is truth? He declared, "Thy word is truth." His disciples were to be sanctified through obedience to the truth. He says, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word." That prayer was for us. We have believed in the testimony of the disciples of Christ. He prays that his disciples may be one, even as he and the Father are one. And this unity of believers is to be as testimony to the world that he has sent us, and that we bear the evidence of his grace. We are to be brought into a sacred nearness with the world's Redeemer. We are to be one with Christ as he is one with the Father. What a wonderful change the people of God experience in coming into unity with the Son of God! We are to have our tastes, inclinations, ambitions, and passions all subdued and brought into harmony with the mind and spirit of Christ. This is the very work that the Lord is willing to do for those who believe in him. Our life and deportment are to have a molding power in the world. The Spirit of Christ is to have a controlling influence over the life of his followers, so that they will speak and act like Jesus. Christ says, "The glory which thou gavest me, I have given them." The grace of Christ is to work a wonderful transformation in the life and character of its receiver. And if we are truly the disciples of Christ, the world will see that divine power has done something for us. For while we are in the world, we shall not be of it.